Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
all that are gathered here this evening. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Bless you all in the wonderful name of our soon-coming King, Yeshua HaMashiach. May these be comfort. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Sister Green, thank you. Glad we're coming in well. Hallelujah. My heart's indicted again in a good matter this weekend, this evening, this time, this hour, this second. I think about the Father. I get excited. We should get excited. Especially being in this walk called out. Yes, called out. Hallelujah. Oh, bless Yah, bless Yah, bless Yah. Yah, it's been so good. That's what I want to keep my mind on. I still, you know, at times deal with lies from the former walk. I'm glad the power of Yah and the presence of Yah and the spirit of Yah is stronger than those lies. They try to make a voice. But I am thankful that the word of Yah is louder than those dissenting voices. And many of us from time to time deal with these dissenting voices. Even Paul himself dealt with these dissenting voices. He went to move into a place of doing good. When he was desiring to do good, you know, also in that place under the sun, evil was present. Evil was present, yeah. You know, that's not nothing that should shake us. It should cause us to fear. We're in a war. No discharge in this war. We are now the children of the King. Now we're living temporarily here in a world that is not ours, not yet. We know that there is one that is ruling. There's a mighty one of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. And I thank Yah for his power to lift us up, for his power to set our feet in heavenly places. As we heard yesterday in the Shabbat message, oh, lovely message. At times, you know, we may think the simple is nothing to really pay attention to. But in many of the simple words and simple messages, there's a lot of profound truth brought forth. I thank Yah that he has us in mind to bring us to remembrance. That he desires his children not to be ignorant. And we've got to look at it this way when the word comes in its seasons. I know a lot of people show up. They're there in bodily presence, but spiritually, they're on a voyage somewhere else. Their ears and their eyes are in another place. Sad. These people never experience rest. Even the word that came forth yesterday was a refreshing. I mean, look at Shabbat. We know in the beginning that it was Yah's rest that established this. And we enter into his labors. And I thank y'all for covering us in this, for having us in mind, even unto this time, this hour, and this day. How mighty is our Yah? How mighty is our Elohim? Day by day, that should be increasing. So we see the mighty one of this world showing his colors, showing whatever he wants to show. But who is going to be there to trump that? Who's going to be there to be ambassadors, the creator of all things? Think about it. You who are called out. And the message many times have been pleading us to come out. But you hear our dear shepherd and pastor and friend and father, I mean, he wears many hats. And I thank y'all for it. I thank y'all for the gift. And I receive it. Just as I received the Holy Spirit. It was that simple. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. He breathed upon them. A lot of our backgrounds come from so much complexity, so much confusions that still riddle our minds and our hearts and our beings and our subconscious today. We got so many rooms of confusion we need to deal with. We know what's in us. We've got to come to a place of humility. And see ourselves as Yah sees us. We know there's an adversary out there trying to shame us. And many times, these words of shame keeps us from being humble. We're so fearful of the words of the world that we can't receive the words of our Messiah. The words of our Father. We're so many times entangled in biting these spiritual nails to the quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. And welcome to the war. I hope all is well with the righteous. And again, it should be. I see a lot people in this ministry that are trying to embrace the faith. And I see a lot in the ministry, I'm going to tell you the truth, that have not entered into life. Think about it. Entering into life. And what we think within ourselves, this life, the definition of this life that we are entering into. As Paul said so eloquently, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Messiah, it's Christ, it's Jesus which lives in me. You get to that point when you've been called out of darkness, and when we look at much of our life, a lot of it was sowed in darkness. So he's called us out of darkness into his, whose marvelous light? His marvelous light. Yeah, just simple passages that are so weighty. They're so rich. Just to take even a whole day just to meditate on those few words and how much the Most High will feed you, how much the Most High will clothe you, how much the Most High will shelter you. He is a good husband. He is a creator. If anyone knows what a husband, the order of a husband should be, it starts with him first. It started with the one. And it's going to end with the one. Oh, to serve the living Elohim day by day. And the benefits. See them. The God of this world wants to keep you from the benefits of the Father. But there are benefits in this walk that many times we run away from. And we know in us of a truth those times when we have denied the benefits. Hallelujah. 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 Well, this is Teacher Shane again in this edition of Blog Talk Radio, September 11th, 2022. So-called anniversary of, yeah. 911, huh? Emergency. Emergency. Dial 911. But praise Yah, who has all things in order, who has called all things from the foundation of the world, who has raised up a remnant in these last days to be a witness, to be an ambassador. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been in quite a few weeks of study here of the book of Ephesians. Very good epistle. Very rich epistle. Written to a pot in Asia where the Gentiles that became believers, and when they became believers, they were no longer under the auspice of Gentiles. Their citizenship was not in Ephesus no more. Even though they were in Ephesus, they were not of Ephesus. It's amazing and it's beautiful how Paul addressed the spirit of the assembly at each and every place that he was sent to. We're here in Ephesians and we continue our journey. We've made it to chapter 4. And Yah's timing is always beautiful. As yesterday, Shabbat, we went over chapter 4. And all things are in order, as Yah would have them to be in order, as Yah would put his words in us to have authority to put things in order as ambassadors, as disciples, as witnesses, as we receive word of his order, then we execute the orders, meaning we perform them. We bring them forth. We manifest them. Let us continue. As we have our journey, as we've been going through Ephesus, looking at this, hearing this through the eyes and the ears of Paul, as he has written. But most of all, that which is written, that which is proclaimed, that which is broadcasted is of the Spirit. So I pray, saints of the Most High Yah, you hear with the hearing ear and the seeing eye which Yah has given you. Not with intellect that we have learned from books, seminary, whatever it may be. I think Yah, that he chose many of us. We were foolish to the world, but to Yah, something that Yah had put in us was precious to him. And that thing, that very essence and that very gift that Yah has put in each and every one of us as his children, should we not perform it? Should we not humble ourselves to it and do it? Let it come forth. Let it serve. Let it minister. See, too many want to minister of themselves and brings nothing but destruction and confusion and evil works. And here tonight, we are here to proclaim our Master and our Savior, our Father. This is what we have been appointed to. So receive your appointment. You're on the roster of heaven. You should have a hope that each and every day you wake up that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't wake up one day and come to the point where it's stricken, blotted. Yah's life is real. It's the only life to live in this existence. You ordained it from the beginning, so shall it be in the end. If you've been appointed to his portion, delight in it. You are a vessel of mercy, delight in it. Don't desire to be a vessel of destruction. Which, in so many years of witnessing, I've seen many that were so-called called, and they had the witness of being called. They went down the road of perdition and became vessels of destruction. Vessels of destruction. When the only thing the vessels could produce is envy, jealousy and strife and pride. That should not be in us, in the vessels of mercy. We sing the song, but we really don't know the fullness. Fill my cup, Yah. Fill it up. What do you think he's filling the cup with? And how much the mighty one of this world wants to fill that same cup with his crap. See, we wake up each and every day with our cup extended, and should have. Wake up each and every day looking to our Father, give us this day our daily bread. And Yah, we acknowledge that you are in heaven. Why should we wake up acknowledging the things that are beneath? Listen to me, saints. Listen, the simple things can be so profound. The simplicity of Messiah. It's a beautiful dwelling. It's a beautiful solace. It's a beautiful fortress. It's a hiding place. Our testimony is being molded day by day, and we know it. When that time comes, there is no going to be nothing spoken of the greatness of this flesh. Hell no. The Most High has shown us how much this flesh has profited nothing. And this is ever before our minds. This is in our conscience, and these things should be sowed in our subconscious, that the flesh profited nothing. So we get the word of God deeper and deeper and deeper within our being. So when everything passes away, that Yah, what Yah is putting in us will remain. We're not the children appointed to the wrath. Understand that. Unless you want to be. Don't get offended, yeah. Watch wrath come. Watch all the familiar spirits come with that offense, with that envy, with that jealousy. Oh, yeah, they have their own club. Too many of us are dancing in these clubs. Hallelujah. Thank Yah for Yah's words. Thank Yah for his gifts. Thank Yah for his shepherds. All the gifts. We're about to get into that, but beforehand, order. 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 Hear what the Spirit is declaring and preaching and teaching and bringing forth unto the assembly. So we're starting. As I got a KJV here, and I see these partitions here of chapters and verses. But before I start in chapter 4, verse 1, I'm going to read in chapter 3, verse 21. Now unto him be glory in the assembly, in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. Which world is without end? Messiah. The world. Didn't he say, I go and prepare a place for you? And on the same note, as we go on, as we know, letters, epistles do not have divisions. They do not have chapter and verse. Chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, after he said that beforehand, Ephesians 3, 2, and 1. I, therefore. Which I is he speaking about? I. I. I, Paul, No. I, therefore, the prisoner of Yah. Oh, okay. That's the I. The prisoner of Elohim, the prisoner of the Messiah.
Teacher, say you say Elohim, and you say Father, and you say Messiah.
Understand the Akkad. Understand the One, which Yah is pleading with us in this day, in this time, the hour, to get into that mind which was in Messiah. The mind that strengthened him through the suffering. The same mind that will strengthen you through the sufferings. That while you are immersed in the sufferings, you know at the coming out of the sufferings, there is joy set before you. How many of us don't think of the joy set before him when we're immersed in the moment of suffering and anguish and travail? Yeah, one time we were a prisoner of this world. We're a prisoner of our own lust. We're a prisoner of our own desires, prisoner of our own appetites. And how to become a prisoner? No! You know what is it else that resist life? It's all these lies of death that still lurk in us. It's like a fog in our being. That arises at certain times. Like Paul said, when I would want to do good, evil was present, that fog would arise. And then Paul would come to an understanding, being a prisoner of Messiah. It's no longer I, but it's the sin that dwells in me. Then we will understand when we see the very thing that is in us that should be an energy to get rid of that. Should be a volition to get that out of our being. We look at it and then, this is going to bring separation. If I allow this thing to remain in me, will I hear the voice of God? Sin lies at the door. I, therefore, the prisoner, I am there for what? You are here for what? I, therefore, the prisoner. And I know the King James says, of the Lord. We understand the Lord means master. We know Lord means Savior. We know our Messiah. We know our Elohim. Why do you know him? By his Spirit.
How you can say you know him by his Spirit? Because that same Spirit is in me.
I understand the One. I can proudly proclaim in humility, he is in me and I am in him. This is his order, not my order. First starts with him. I could not experience real truth love if it wasn't for him. He is the first, and he will be the last. I understand this, and this is established in my being. Yeah, I recognize it in the conscience, but I meditate and I think on it, and I walk it out in the conscience so much that my subconscious should follow, that it should be engraved within the innermost places of my being. That I've got to recognize from my inward parts the thing that desires truth, that desires Yah, that desires Messiah. When we start desiring offenses and envies and quarrelings and hatreds, we need to look at that. Drawing our attention to ourselves. And many a times when we see this taking place, we need to take that booger and nail it to the tree. Our Messiah did not suffer in vain. To understand the joy that was set before him, more and more day by day, to hear the words of Paul come to life in me. You know, we wonder, why Paul did you pen this? Why Paul did you say that? Then when we are immersed in the very same thing and became witness of the very same event, then we know by the Spirit what Paul Saul, whatever his name may be, was expressing. We know the Spirit speaketh expressly. We know there are other spirits speaking without force of voice. Departing from the faith. Understanding your place in Yah. I, therefore, the prisoner. We can look at this as a negative connotation or positive. We have the mind of Yah. We look at it and go, yes! Hallelujah! Glory to the King! To be a prisoner and a slave under this King? I know as a backdrop, when I served in times past, the one of this world, and now my mind is quickened to a loving Father, my real Father, the one who desired to adopt me from the foundation of the world, to call me out of darkness into his marvelous light so I could see why he created. I must acquiesce to the will of Yah. Now this is the creation that he desired me to be. But this creation did not manifest itself in all those years that have come to pass. His creation has manifested itself in this time. So if he has created me to be this creation,
then I must have precepts and statutes. I must have an instruction as a child of Yah how to walk. When I come into the faith, I was a babe. And we know the order, especially in this, when child is brought forth, the order that it must be brought through to be brought up, to be reared up. Our Father is a good Father. I want to serve the real Father, the only one and true. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here, been there. I am therefore, the prisoner of Messiah. Now me knowing my estate, me knowing my habitation, we heard that many weeks ago when Pastor was in Georgia. He read out of 2nd Esdras, I believe it was. Habitation. We hear this word sometimes. Inserted. Sometimes rehearsed and called and spoken. How many of us really understand in our place in the walk our habitation? And I look at the word habitation, and I see a word in there called habit. Now, I hear other words in habit, a new creature with new features should not have the same habits of the old one, of the old man. When the word says, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Habitation. Habitation. See, there were certain angels which left their first estate. There's no new thing under the sun. I watch many called over the years leave the estate. I see many that had the profession that never entered into habitation. Are you going to dwell in this temporal world? Or do you desire to dwell in the eternal? Where your heart is, your treasure will be also. If your treasure is your own lust, your own desires, your own dreams, I've got to speak my own doctrines. I got to preach this. I got to preach that. I got to separate my self from those that desire to be one. One thing that is beautiful about this ministry, it is bringing the children's hearts back to the Father. It is. It is. It is a word going forth. This is a word going being proclamated, being broadcasted, desiring the body to be one. And I tell you, like Pastor, that's getting this body to become one is such a labor. And those of us that have been called to be gifts, the ministers, and we bear this burden of desiring to bring us together into the unity. Our y'all is one. Well, we have so much of our minds not in the realm of the one. We think Yah is this. We think Yah is that. Yah is going to curve this way, and Yah is going to curve that way. Yah thinks this way, and Yah thinks that way. When he is one, then his ways are one. His ways are distinct. His ways are true. His ways are straight. His ways are perfect. He's not wavering. The I am that I am, the same in the beginning, the same that now is, and that which is to come still will be the one. The one that changes not. It's just something in us. What is it in us that keeps us and pulls us away from the one that causes us to change? The Spirit of Yah in us keeps us in the vine, keeps us with the branches, keeps us with the root, keeps us with the one. The mighty one of this world, provide this? Hell no! He has no root. He has no trunk. He has no vine. He has no life abiding in him. So why should we be joined to that? Why should we be a prisoner of that? I, therefore, the prisoner of Messiah, and I know my estate, Paul says, I know my habitation, I know my purpose, I know my measure, I know my work. I am here now, as Yah has poured into me, my desire is to pour unto you. Will you be a cup that is ready to receive? I see many come to Shabbat. They don't bear no cup. They come to Shabbat closed-minded, closed-spirited. I, therefore, the prisoner of Messiah, I beg you, I just, with all that is within me, I'm trying to reach out to you, beseech you that you walk. We look at walk. What do you mean by walk? You're talking about Most High, this temporal body's walking? No. Our Messiah is talking always to the new man. I am so grateful for the new man. That he guides my feet, he guides my hands, he guides my eyes, he guides my ears. He guides the true, everlasting, eternal body that is yet to come. Well, while I am now in this flesh,
I'm living by the faith of the Son of Yah. Why? Because I know that body has been prepared. That incorruptible body. I am preparing myself. I am making myself ready to be clothed upon with that body that Messiah wants to dress me in. That body, that Messiah, when he looks upon it, that's that body that he's going to marry. See, we're coming upon the feast. The trumpet's about to sound. The king is coming. The king is coming. So the bride must make herself ready. So, no, in haste and in excitement and in joy, the bride desires to make herself ready. So she clothes herself in white, clothes herself in purity. She gets everything without out of her being that would be an offense to the coming Savior, to her coming husband. Oh, so when we embark upon that feast and we're all in white and there's no condemnation, we've got all this crap out of our being. Then we're ready for tabernacles, the consummation, where we should forever be with our lover. Our lover who was in the foundation of the world giving his life for us. So to be a prisoner of Messiah, I therefore, the prisoner of Messiah, beseech you that you walk worthy. Walk worthy. How do we walk worthy? It's simple. It's already laid before us, the plan, the path for us to walk. The words of life are going forth to guide your spiritual feet. Shut off this damn flesh. When it's trying to guide your feet to the left and to the right, you stand. And if it's all this, you stand in the power of the Most High Yah. Why do we fear deliverance? Is it these echoes, these shadows that we have in our subconscious that come to remind us, whoa, no, don't do this, don't do that, you know. These hesitations, many times, you know, there's a will in us. We want to bust loose and praise the Most High, but the subconscious, these voices, no, you buckle down. You don't need to do all this. You don't need to do all that. You know, so-and-so is looking at you, and so-and-so is saying this about you. They're going to make fun of you if you just bust loose. Those of us who are the redeemed know that this war is real, and this is the real war. This is the war that the world has no understanding of. That's why they have world wars. They don't have no understanding where to begin the war. But we, the children of the Most High, we have a great task laid upon us. Most High has invested his life. But it is a small thing for us to lay down our lives. Yeah, we are servants. We got to get to the place with the Most High Yah. We got to get to the place with Messiah where we are friends. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I therefore, the prisoner of Messiah, beseech you that you walk worthy. Walk worthy. There is a worth in walking. There is a beautiful, everlasting payment. That this investment has so much dividends. It's not going to vanish. But this is an investment in eternity, walking worthy of the vocation. Vocation, calling to a call, invitation. A vocation, it is to a feast. The divine invitation to embrace the salvation of Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 Let us break away here for a second. Minute here. Let Sister Wenda talk to you.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1. Area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Yes, and definitely he is. Hallelujah, words of comfort. Bless you. Thank you, Sister Wenda, for that information. Hallelujah. 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 And I believe it's Brother Josh Turner that's in the room tonight co-hosting. And thank you, Brother Josh, for posting the word for the saints here. since it used to be Paul, also known as Brother Ugly, used to post. But praise Yah for our dear brother Josh Turner for taking up the mantle again to fill in the gap there, to post the scriptures for you saints. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Yah. So we read, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, the prisoner of Messiah, prisoner of the Master, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation with invitation, sometimes to a feast, a call to embrace the salvation of Yah, wherewith you are called. Now in the original Aramaic, I'm going to read the same verse. I, who am a prisoner of our master, request of you, therefore, that you walk just as it is suitable to the calling in which you are called. Same verse in the Lamsa translation. I, therefore, a prisoner, and it says of our Lord, prisoner of our master, beseech you to live as is worthy of the rank to which you are called. And in the English Standard Version, it reads as this. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, for the Master and the Messiah, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. One more, in the Scriptures version. I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Master, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. That is saying a lot. Just in these many translations, I pray that you hear what the Spirit is saying to the assembly, and you should be hearing. And if you're not, then you should inquire, what is blocking my hearing? What is blocking my sight? Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk worthy. And how is this walk going to be? How is this walk going to be performed? How is this walk going to be executed? We read the good news of how our master walked. Should not be a strange thing if the Spirit of Yah which dwells in you should compel you to walk the same walk. I mean, this is part of the one. This is the order of Yah. When you boil this down to the lowest common denominator, when you look at it for all that it is, are you a child of Satan? or are you a child of Yah? What is your testimony? Many may think, well, maybe we go to the Christian route. Well, I say this and I say that, but my actions say other. My witness says other. My vocation says other. The calling of another voice causes me to act that way. We do not need to talk to you in such mathematical ways and trigonometry and calculus and all this A plus B equals. When the end of it all, which one will you serve? You going to be of the one of this world which is so divided? Or are you going to be of the one that inhabits eternity? That has a single heart, a single mind, a single purpose, a single spirit. One. One, one. So how shall we walk worthy? All that word, all. Oh, mercy. No. What's that, y'all? Why are you going to say that word, all? Why it's got to be this requirement? And in our subconscious, these questions are being asked. And these questions, when they're asked, guess who's there to answer? Who's quick, you know, in the courts of heaven to be there? Ah, yeah, here comes offense, here comes bitterness, here comes envy, here comes jealousy. They're quick to make known their voice. Yeah, there's so many, many, many voices. And when the one voice comes, they say, no, I've got these other witnesses, you know. I've got this voice, and I've got that voice, and I've got another voice, and this voice. And you think I need to listen to one voice? With all lowliness. Lowliness? Well, something come conscious, you know. You don't need to walk like that, you know. You make yourself vulnerable. You know, what are they going to say about you? You know, what's your brother and your sister and your mother and your father, you know, how are they going to receive you? Come on, saints, you know. This takes place. This war is in living color. But we'd rather go to the drugs of the world to just cry, to cover up the voice of the one. Come on, what shall you seek after when truth is? Knocking at your door. When truth is at the threshold. When truth said, repent. Repent. When the truth is trying to order your steps. when the truth is trying to bring you to a place of humility where our Father can cover us, where our Father can come in and be that man of war, where the Father can be our shield and our buckler. When that trust that we have invested in and we bring up to him, he has pleasure to perform. Do we let the mighty of this world, mighty one of this world, perform too much crap when we are vessels of mercy? We should be extensions of our mighty one, of our Elohim. You've been called unto this. This is a vocation to be lowly, to be meek. This is what's going to inherit the world to come. Are you going to enter into this habitation, to this estate, to where the Creator has created you to be? Are you going to deny your own creation? So Yah is love. He told us he is love. The witness John, the disciple whom Messiah loved. We can just hand you know, the witness that John gave so many times. These little nuggets. I love reading John. He speaks of the body of love that Messiah was, the embodiment of our Elohim love, the same love that has been downloaded into us by his Spirit. But we don't want to tap into that power. We think we got power in dissension and revelings and all this crap. This is subconscious crap. Whew. Slowly. Don't we receive the report and the witness when the Word became flesh? How was his performance? How did he present himself? How did he show himself? He made himself of no reputation. And the creation tried to kill the Creator. I mean, if we cannot hear the hatred of the wicked one in this, the performance of our adversary in this, his deeds, his lies, if we would just receive the report, how much more would this add to our discernment to help us day by day escape with all lowliness and meekness? With long suffering, the pain associated with this long suffering. The world has given us so many doctrines that it's embedded in our subconscious. How many escapes have we run to away from the pain that sometimes is there to build us up? the pain that is there to mold us and to shape us. The pain sometimes that we have molded ourselves in certain ways, that the master, his hands, has to squeeze quite hard to mold us into a vessel for his using. We forget in this walk, this vocation, this calling, the molding that must first take place day by day. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Again, translations. Original Aramaic. In all humility of mind and quietness and patience, and that you would be patient one toward another in love. And in the Lamsa translation, with all humility and gentleness and with patience, forbearing one another in love. English Standard Version. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. And the scriptures, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing one another in love. Bearing. Bearing. Forbearing. Bearing the weights of love is the flesh going to win over, or is the spirit of Yah going to win over with you and that brother that is sin? You heard it yesterday. You heard it Shabbat. You got that brother? You got that sister? It just rubs. Gets you the wrong way. You going to love? Are you going to forbear? Are you going to bear? See, we forget the Alpha, the beginning. The one who was on the tree forbearing for us, suffering. This is the message which you have heard from the beginning. Oh, saints of the Most High Yah. Yet I say Yah is so good. He gives us so many blessings. Many ways we're undeserving. It's what we are. And that we ought to praise him, love him, thank him. A little more today, and when tomorrow comes, a whole lot more. Because forbearance began, it started with him first. How do you think we can forbear? We don't tap into his, oh, hallelujah, his forbearance. The strength is in Messiah. We just too much tapping into our own reserves when the reserves is already there. When the vine is already established, when the root is already established. And here we are, the branches. And our vocation and our calling is now to bear fruit. And whose fruit are we bearing? Oh, well, whatever whatever the vine and the root supplies. So many parables are written on this foundation that escape us. How shall we walk worthy? We should endeavor, verse 3, to keep the unity one. There's only one spirit. And you read that later on. We're not getting ahead of that, but when we read in Ephesians, this edifying of itself does take place. And we've not really tapped into the power of edifying one another. We're not tapped into the power of the edifying where Messiah first loved us. If we could just tap into that power and partake of that wine and then distribute that wine to others. My Yah, my Elohim, my Messiah is not in these black typed letters in this book, not these white pages. My Yah, my Messiah is real. I'm reading words out of a book. It's white pages, black type. But this word does not become flesh until it becomes real in me. Then I have the witness. Then I am a witness. Then I can speak and not be a false witness. Why? Why I perform that? What do you perform? Well, we hear so many, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. Do we give account and do we give testimony to just a book that we carry? Or does the book come alive in each and every one of us? Is that book upon a tree? Are you upon the tree? How many times have you been upon the tree and reckon yourself likewise? Prisoner? Are you going to chunk off your vocation? Deny the vocation? I know many are called. It's a lot called. Many are called. How many of us going to stay in this fight, stay in this war till we understand our habitation of being chosen? Our walk declares our habitation from our subconscious, from the very depth of our being. This is what Yah hears. We think Yah is going to acquiesce because we utter things with a temporal tongue and with a mental assent. This is deeper and should be deep in us. Endeavoring endeavoring to keep the unity, forbearing. No matter what, we hold ourselves upright. We stay firm on the foundation which Yah has put our feet upon. We are sustained by what he has done, not what we have done. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. See, he's washing us by the water of his word. Washing. 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 Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Bond, this is the thing that keeps us together. Peace. The Prince of Peace is the government of peace. Again, look at the translations. Original Aramaic, it says, and to be diligent to keep the harmony. Harmony. Harmony of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. In the Lamsa translation, endeavoring to preserve the harmony of the Spirit in the bond of peace. English Standard Version, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Scriptures, being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Verse 4, there is one. So many want to witness, but they're not witnessing of the one. There's one body and one spirit. Even as you are called. You understand why you are here at this place? Purpose and time, you heard a word. You heard the Master's words. A call goes forth. The only way we hear a call is something has got to be spoken. Something has to be proclaimed, preached. What was preached, proclaimed, taught, whatever, caught your attention. Think about it. Think about it. Original Aramaic of the same verse. And that you would be in one body and one spirit as when you were called in one hope. One hope. There are y'all is one. Anything that has any more heads than one is a demon. Lamsa says that you may become one body, that you may. This hope, hope. One body and one spirit, and is even as you are called in one hope of your calling. English Standard Version declares this. There is one body. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. And and in the scriptures. One body, one spirit, as you were called, in one expectation, of your calling. Now upon this, saints of the Most High God, let us look at some parables. I pray that you hear. I pray always before these broadcasts commence. I do pray for the hearing ear and the seeing eye, because I know Yah has given them both. And I pray that each and every one of us that are here tonight desire to hear from Yah, and no longer desire. They cut all occasion off from the flesh. As we understand, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread. One thing, I understand that this ministry has been so beautiful by the power of the Most High Yah, is delivering daily bread. So let us look. I'm looking at 22 minutes left in the broadcast. Let's look at Matthew 22, verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them, again by parables. Messiah answered. Because Messiah knows what was in the heart of men, and he knows how to answer. So questions must have been abounding in that time, that hour, that region. And Messiah answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. And sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. They would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. And they went their ways. One to his farm, and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, you bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, "Friend, how comes you in hither not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then said the king to his servants, "Bind him hand and foot. Take him away. Cast him out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." Matthew 20, verse 1. "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, 'Go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you.' And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing out idle and said unto them, 'Why stand you here all the day idle?' And they said unto him, 'Because no man has hired us.' He said unto them, 'Go you also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, that shall you receive.' So when even was come, the Lord, the master of the vineyard, said unto his steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. And when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, 'These last have robbed but 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, you know wrong. Did you not agree with me for a penny? Take what your is, and go your way. I will give unto this last even as I have unto you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own?' Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many shall be called, but few chosen. Our Messiah has spoken volumes. In the volume of the book, it is written of him, he come to do his Father's will. It is written. Who's your Father? Well, hallelujah. 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 Yah is good. I pray and I implore you that you listen to Shabbat message again and again and again. That you listen to the words of life. I know that it's coming forth from this ministry. Being in this long, I don't see no other ministry holding a people to the plumb line. Having the heart of Messiah to bring us together into the unity of the Spirit. We have so much warnings against the bond of peace. In the end, we shall be one. The wine press will determine if you will not submit. It will. It will be hard for you, but in loneliness and meekness, you will survive. You will prevail. You will be victorious. Oh, hallelujah. Many are called. Tell a lot of people called. In this time and this hour, there's so few that have entered into the chosen. Shalom. Shalom, shalom, saints of the Most High Yah. As always, word is a lamp and a light. Dark world out here. Who's going to shine the way? You will determine. This day who you will serve. When you wake up in the morning, you shall determine. Bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. Family, friend, foe, whoever may be. That is in the hearing distance of this broadcast and of the previous broadcast, whatever it may be. The King is definitely coming. You can hear the hastening of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you all.